Dr. Pam Popper, 614-523-8716. Good morning, everybody. First of all, just a quick announcement. We only have a few workshops left this year, and because it's the end of the year, I can't even believe I'm saying that. But in any case, the next one will be next week, December 3rd, Chef Del, Conversations with Chef Del. It's the last one for the year, Healthy Holiday Desserts. I have been the lucky recipient of these fabulous desserts for a number of years. He's got great ideas for doing things that are low-fat and actually really healthy in comparison to the counterparts for holiday entertaining and just for holiday fun. So anyway, that's on December 3rd at 9 p.m. Second thing is the schedule for winter semester for the Nutrition Educator Program is set. You can get information at wellnessforum.com or send me an email or call the office at 614-841-7700. We're offering a lot of classes in winter semester, including two for the first time. One is on healthy institutional food management, and the other is developing meal plans for all kinds of conditions ranging from weight loss to kidney failure. And so those will be offered for the first time. So anyway, if you want information, let us know. Today and tomorrow, I'm going to cover the new guidelines for prescribing statin drugs. There's quite a fuss being made about this, and I think it deserves some attention. So that's what I'm going to talk about. And the story starts with the American Heart Association and the American College of Cardiology have issued new guidelines on how to prescribe statin drugs. And really, the result is that millions and millions and millions more people are going to be prescribed these drugs, which is amazing. 25% of people over the age of 40 are already taking them, and what these groups are saying is that that's not enough. We need more. Another thing is that patients will no longer be given target levels for lowering their cholesterol. The guidelines now state that people just take the statins, that's enough. And there actually is some good news in this, which I'll get to tomorrow. But just to start with what the guidelines say, they define two major risk categories for people who should be medicated. One group is people who have diabetes or have had a heart attack. The other is people who have LDL levels of 190 or higher. Previously, people in these categories would have been advised to aim for LDL cholesterol of 70 or lower, but that's gone away now. You just put these people on statins. Now, for people who aren't in these categories, they should take a statin drug if the risk for heart attack or stroke in the next 10 years is at least 7.5%. And to determine whether or not the risk factor is there, doctors are instructed to use an online risk calculator that considers factors like cholesterol, blood pressure, and age. Now, problems have already developed with the online calculator, and some cardiologists say that using it will result in millions more people being medicated, many of whom aren't candidates for statin drugs. Now, this is a pretty stunning admission from a group that tends to be a little prescription happy most of the time, in my opinion. So an emergency meeting was scheduled at the annual American Heart Association conference, and the report that followed from the two groups that developed the guidelines stated that patients and doctors should discuss treatment options rather than just using the calculator. So the issue points out problems associated with the entire system of developing medical guidelines. According to articles covering the topic, the problem with the online calculator was actually discovered a year ago by two Harvard Medical School professors who were asked to review a draft of the guidelines. They reported that the calculator didn't work, that it overestimated risk by between 75 and 150% depending on the population, but apparently the researchers developing the guidelines were never given the feedback. Although all of the information about this process hasn't been made public, it does appear that the guidelines were developed somewhat in a vacuum and without any feedback. I guess the thing that came to mind as I was reading this is the same people who developed healthcare.gov must have had some kind of influence on this process as well. So at this point in time, nobody knows. I think already too many people are being prescribed statin drugs, and any way you look at this, with or without the online calculator, a lot more people are going to be told to take these drugs. So tomorrow I'm going to pick up this message where I left off, and I'm going to talk about there's actually a tiny bit of silver lining in this cloud of ridiculousness that I'll tell you about, and then I'll give you my predictions for what I think is going to happen and also some advice on what you should do if this pertains to you. So that's all for now, and have a great day. I'll be back with you tomorrow.